Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with Mercer County Athletic Director Andrew Hofer and, of course, the head football coach. And contact days officially begin September 7th through October 31st. That's for the modified calendar that the IHSA has approved. So for winter sports, spring sports, and summer sports, and football now a spring sport, that means contact days can start next week after Labor Day. So is it right, Andrew Hofer, we may see some football helmets out on practice fields throughout the state of Illinois? So that'll be a good sign, right?
Yeah, I think that's a big positive. Starting next week, you'll see a lot of teams getting back out there. And, you know, there's all sorts of ways that different schools and teams are handling it. But I think it's going to be great for our kids to get the opportunity to go out with their peers and their teammates to get back out there and to kind of give them a glimmer of hope here as we move forward toward the seasons.
Yeah, and are most programs, you think, going to take advantage of the 20 contact days? You'll get that as a football coach, of course. The winter sports, if they want the contact days, they can utilize 20 of those. The spring sports, the summer sports. What are you hearing across the board in regards to that?
Yeah, it's wildly varying. I think some schools are utilizing all 20 of them with each sport. Some schools are not doing any. And I think for us, it's kind of a happy medium because, you know, we are always encouraging our kids to participate in multiple things. And so I think, you know, 20 contact days for each sport might be a little overbearing over the next 8 weeks here or so. But I know that all of our sports here are definitely going to utilize some of those contact days and just try to continue to develop relationships with our kids and work on some of the skills out in the field that will be necessary come spring.
So the question begs then, what can you do as a football coach? So as I read some of the documentation here, you can utilize football helmets, you can utilize then eventually shoulder pads, and you can do some 7-on-7 stuff, but it's only intra-squad stuff, so it's just Eagles against Eagles. And then basically the type of drills you can do football-wise, can you kind of shed some light on what you can do over the next 8 weeks within these 20 contact days?
Yeah, I mean, to really simplify it down, I would say that you can pretty much conduct things mostly normal besides the fact that you're avoiding physical contact from one person to another. So you can utilize footballs, bags, agility bags, different equipment, our tackling wheels. You can utilize all of those different things as long as you're, you know, maintaining proper cleanliness and hygiene with the kids and all of that. And, you know, those are going to be big priorities for us to try to not only help us utilize these days, but to try to, number one, keep the kids safe as we're doing these.
You know, we've seen the Lincoln Drill Conference. They've released the schedule, the 7-week spring schedule with games starting March 5th as we speak now, and then football practice starts February the 15th. Have you heard much yet about what's going to happen with weeks 8 and 9? Now, I'm hearing some stuff across the state of Illinois where conferences maybe are trying to do something within the final 2 weeks of the season, or some conferences pairing up to try to do stuff. Have you heard much yet in regards to what the postseason potentially could look like?
Not a lot. I really think it's day by day. As you just saw last week, the IHSA released the postseason plans for the current fall sports that are going on with golf and cross country. And so I really think it's a day by day thing. And I'm not sure that we'll really have good answers on that until, you know, potentially after the season's even started. So it's a, you know, it's a evolving situation. And I think we all just got to keep doing our due diligence here to try to make this season go, and not just football, but in all sports here, especially as we get closer to the winter seasons too.
All right, so for football, you know, part with your workout stuff outside if you do drills. Now, how does it work, like, in regards to wearing a mask or not wearing a mask when you look at these guidelines? So what are you up against in regards to that?
Yeah, there's a lot of different restrictions, but the main thing is if we can keep or maintain social distancing with groups of less than 50, then we're okay if we're outside. And, you know, as coaches, we're trying to take some extra precautions. I mean, there's some new guidance that would allow us a little bit to ease up on our own mask usage, but we're not going to do that. We're going to continue to wear them ourselves too, and to try to do anything that we can to make this situation as safe as possible for the kids. But our kids will, you know, they're going to maintain social distancing as we do these drills, and we're going to try to organize things that are in small groups and, again, just make them as safe as possible for the kids.
Yeah, I know. You know, being a border community in bordering another state, I know a lot of the people I've talked to that, you know, from Western Illinois, it's really weird, you know, when you can drive within a half hour, but it's, of course, across a bridge and across the river and see football games. Do you think that weighs heavily on the kids in this area that say, oh, I know there's this pandemic, but why are they playing and we can't play?
There's no doubt in my mind on that. You know, you're seeing them having to look on Saturday mornings, or, you know, if you're a volleyball team, in the weekday mornings, and they're seeing their peers that are 30, 40 minutes away participating. You know, there's obviously restrictions over there to at some schools and to some point, but they're pretty much carrying on with their normal fall season. So I certainly know that weighs on our kids. It's awkward. I mean, last Friday I had my first opportunity to watch an Iowa football game ever. And it's unique and a challenging experience. But, you know, we're going to continue to control the things that we can control here. And, you know, definitely looking forward to the spring season and looking forward to seeing these kids get in action on the football field and in all their sports this upcoming year.
All right. It'll be nice to see some reflection off the helmets starting next week around the area, with the contact days again starting September, running September 7th through October the 31st. So you'll see some football teams in the area doing some limited activity. So it'll be good to see the helmets out there and kids getting ready for a football season that will begin in mid-February, game starting on March the 5th. Coach Andrew Hofer, thanks for the help today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.